So how are you all this morning? I was reading a thing the other day. Psalm 8:2 says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings you have ordained strength. And that when Jesus quoted it in the temple that day, he said, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings you have perfected praise. And his point was, as far as Scripture is concerned, as far as Jesus was concerned, apparently strength and praise are the same thing, or at least they go together in the idea that praise will strengthen you from the inside of you as you acknowledge, as you worship Him. You know, when it gets over into that spirit and truth thing, the reflection of His dominion begins to shine back out of you. He's shining into you. You actually begin to reflect Him. And, you know, you can see it on people's countenance when the people are really worshiping God. It's apparent. But I guarantee you, in the spirit, as we say, where angels and demons hang out, they see the reflection. They see the light. And I'm still amazed at how many people don't understand it. The scriptures are full of it. Psalms are all about it. It's such a delightful source of strength and power. Anybody else got something before we go on? Absolutely. For those who can't hear what Nicole said, when the praise is going on and people begin to really worship and they're raising their hands, and what I was saying a minute ago, it's that sincerity. It's almost like you can see the light shining, being reflected out from going up. You're not seeing it with these eyes, but you're seeing it in your mind, which is odd. You mentioned that because guess where we're going. Y'all know how fired up I get when we talk about the kingdom of God. It's my thing, right? I get really fired up. And almost at the point of, you know, like we say, just busting out. I mean, meditating over the things this week, especially something yesterday afternoon. But Philippians 4:13. Okay, most translations will read, and we've talked about this before, just reminding you. Most translations say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? Everybody knows that, right? Okay, and I know, first of all, that's true, right? Okay, except that's really not what it says at all. Can do is not poeo, it's not even dunamis, it's ishkuo. And ishkuo means to be determined. The noun means to be, ishkus is determination. Or, you know, again, the verb to be determined. And when you get to the part about strengthening, the word there is endunamao, which literally, quite literally, specifically says empowered. Empowered within you. And you can call that strength, okay? But I think the picture is so much different. So as I'm meditating, I told you I was like to come and unglued yesterday afternoon with some of this stuff. And that's what hit me. When it comes to the kingdom of God, I am determined in all things Christ empowering me. We talked about the idea last week that He is living in us. But the week before that, if you remember, we looked at the first chapter of Ephesians, and it says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the father of, remember the doxa? The father of the reflection. Jesus is the radiant reflection of our Father. Hebrews 11, 3, he is the exact expression, the radiant reflection of the Father. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of the reflection, may give to you a spirit of wisdom. Remember wisdom? Sophia, the ability to use knowledge, the most common word to say it. And apolutrosis, revelation. The revelation, that insight, that thing that just suddenly you see what you didn't see before. Even though it might have been there, you didn't see it. A spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Right? Knowledge of him. So, that then last week, we walked into spending time like walking through the creek and picking up the rocks there with the 5,000 in Luke, the ninth chapter. And in walking through that tremendous revelation, I don't know about you, but for me, it was a really powerful revelation about not that God loves us, not that Jesus loves us. Yes, Jesus loves me. You know, we know that, right? But why? I had never thought about why. Remember in the 11th verse, it says that the people came to him and he welcomed them and he talked with them about the kingdom of God and he healed all those who had need of being restored, EMI, being restored to health. And then, as if that wasn't enough, then he provided for them absolutely supernatural in a way that only God could possibly have done when he multiplied the two fish and the five loaves to feed. Remember all that we went through? And the idea, the question was, why did you do that? And the answer was, because he loves you. Okay, and then like the, where's Harper Joe? Like the two-year-old, you know, why do you love us so? And remember what we talked about out of Ephesians 5, I believe it's the 29th verse. Why does he do these things? He is nourishing and cherishing his body. And in the fifth chapter of Ephesians, it's talking about, Paul is discussing, going back and forth in his mind between talking to husbands and wives to husbands, and saying, oh yeah, but the same thing's true for Christ and the church. It says that, Paul says that, he is washing you with the water of his word, and that's a present indicative active. It's going on all the time, continually.